This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. It's 7:33. Since the announcement from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency about new regulations that will require states to cut carbon dioxide emissions by the year 2030, West Virginia lawmakers and industry representatives alike have spoken out against them. The biggest concerns for many are the loss of jobs in a state dependent on coal-produced energy and an increase in energy bills beyond what the average citizen can afford. The EPA's goal is to combat climate change, an increasingly debated political topic. Members of the scientific community say climate change is here, and now is the time to curb its effects. Ashton Mara spoke with Angela Ledford Anderson, the director of the Climate and Energy Program for the Union of Concerned Scientists, a group that supports the new regulations.
I'd like to first start out by asking for your reaction to the EPA's draft rules that were released this week.
So the EPA rules were really quite significant because it's the first time that we've ever required power plants to reduce their carbon emissions. So we thought these were pretty reasonable and relatively modest first steps. You know, it's been probably 15 years that I've been working for rules like this. And what we've seen over the course of those 15 years is that we went from projecting changes in the climate. We knew that at some point we were going to start seeing areas like West Virginia would become hotter during the summer and wetter both year round. And we've seen that went from a projection to a reality. We're seeing more and more of that happen. These rules are the beginning of regulating the pollution that's causing that, but they absolutely can be stronger, and over time they will be. But we think the administration really took a pretty modest step to help states like West Virginia transition more easily.
So before we move on to talking about these rules and regulations and the changes that we'll see in West Virginia, I think I'd first like you to address the people in our audience who are still skeptical and think that climate change doesn't exist.
I think that this is an issue that has become more about politics than it is about science, really. The science is pretty clear. In fact, a survey of climate scientists, 97% of them say that fact is unequivocal. What is up for conversation and debate is what do we do about it? And the good news is a lot of the kinds of things that like these rules and the kinds of steps one takes to address the problem are pretty good for us anyway. You know, getting more energy efficient, less reliant on foreign oil, all of those things that can solve the problem are actually pretty good for the country too.
I think it's safe to say that over the next year, as these rules go through a comment period, if they don't change, if they stay as they are now, we're going to see a lot of changes here in West Virginia. We're one of the most dependent states on energy produced by coal. So what are the possibilities going forward for West Virginia? What can our diversified plan look like?
You're absolutely right. West Virginia is one of the most the states most dependent on coal, but it's also a state that is already changing. In fact, renewable energy generation from wind, solar, and geothermal sources increased by more than 250% in West Virginia. So I think there's lots of assets for West Virginia to rely on. The other thing that's important for folks to know is that the EPA's flexible approach meant that the goal that was set for West Virginia is actually among the most modest in terms of the changes that it has to meet. It's somewhere between Rhode Island's 15% and Washington State's 82% reduction.
So another option within that plan is something called a multi-state plan, crafting
Correct.
Ways to meet these regulations by working with other states. What does that multi-state approach look like? Is that something that can actually work?
Sure. It's really working quite well in New England. So the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative has been underway for over a decade. There's 9 states involved in that approach. They'll be cutting their emissions in half over the course of this 2030 timeframe. And what they have done is, as they have reduced their emissions, the utility companies have paid into a fund for every ton of carbon dioxide that it produces. And what that ends up doing is, as you reduce your emissions, you get money. If you stay high, you pay money. That's created a pool that is a tremendous opportunity for investment in energy efficiency, in worker retraining, in diversifying the economy. So a regional approach like that has two advantages for West Virginia. One is you get to average out your coal dependence with neighboring states' investments in renewables while you make the transition in your state. The second advantage is it has the potential to create a revenue stream that could really provide much-needed investment in economic diversification.
So over the past couple of days, the biggest concerns with the average person, am I going to see my electric bill increase? Is this going to cause me to lose my job at this power plant or in the mining or related industries? Do the benefits environmentally, do they outweigh those costs?
Well, there are tremendous environmental benefits and health benefits from this move, especially when you look nationally. And our air quality doesn't stay over our state, doesn't respect state lines. The benefits to particularly children that are suffering from asthma, the benefits from older folks who have other respiratory problems, of cleaning up the air from caused by primarily coal-fired power plants is really just going to be is almost inestimable. However, it's not to take away from those very real issues that consumers and workers face. So I think it does outweigh from a societal perspective, but I absolutely think West Virginia and the United States can and should pay particular attention to what it's going to take creating a plan for your state that really takes care of consumers and workers in the process. And I think that's going to be completely doable, but it's something that is really an imperative that folks of West Virginia ought to demand from their states.
Okay. Angela Anderson, Director of the Climate and Energy Program for the Union of Concerned Scientists. Thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
An extended version of this interview is on our website, wvpublic.org. This is West Virginia Morning. It's 7:40. Thunderstorms in our forecast today. Some of these storms could be severe with hail and damaging winds. Temperatures in the 70s and 80s. Rain and thunderstorms continue overnight with lows in the 50s and 60s. For Thursday, rain and thunderstorms likely, gradual clearing, a little cooler. Temperatures in the 70s on Thursday. Mostly sunny by Friday with temperatures remaining in the 70s.
Support for West Virginia Public Radio is provided by Tamarack, the best of West Virginia in Beckley, showcasing handmade arts and crafts from neighboring counties, not neighboring countries. Facebook.com/TamarackWV.
For years now, we've reported on the state's many health issues. We've done stories about childhood obesity, the prevalence of heart disease and diabetes. This morning, we'll learn what many communities and the citizens who live in them are doing to make it better. This Friday and Saturday, these communities will come together to share what works at the first Try This conference at West Virginia Wesleyan College. Kate Long is among those organizing this gathering, which began as a result of a series of stories she wrote for the Charleston Gazette. Tell me how this all began. The Try This conference has a real beginning, doesn't it? Can you tell me about that?
Well, I think that you could trace it back pretty far. You might trace it back to the cardiac program of West Virginia University, in the sense that they have provided the documentation that shocked us all out of our complacency. I think I remember very well as a reporter from the Gazette when I was working on the Shapewear In series, sitting in Dr. Neal's office, Dr. Bill Neal, at WVU, just with my mouth open, looking at statistics that told me that one in four 11-year-olds in West Virginia already have high blood pressure, one in four abnormal cholesterol, one in three obese, and that 18% of kindergartners were arriving at school already obese. And, you know, that would not be so much of a problem if it weren't for the fact that it puts those children at very high risk of future type 2 diabetes, heart disease, kidney disease, hypertension, a long list of awful conditions nobody wants.
So you wrote the series The Shape We're In for the Charleston Gazette. What happened after that?
Well, toward the end of the series, I was talking with a representative of the Benedum Foundation, and we were both saying, gosh, you know, you've seen a lot of communities that are trying to do something, and you've gathered up a lot of information. It's a shame for it to just disappear. And so we kind of cooked up the idea of a website where all this information and these models of wonderful things that West Virginians are doing could be deposited, more or less. Mm-hmm. And information could be placed there about how to do it. If you want to create a farmer's market, how do you do it? So that was the beginning of the Try This website. Now it's a reality, www.trythiswv.com. You can go, if your community wants to create a farmer's market, you can go to that website and find West Virginia models you can visit and a variety of resources that will tell you how to do it.
Give us some examples of some programs that are really, really working in West Virginia that will be shared at this conference.
Well, in Harrisville, a little town of 1800 in Ritchie County, they decided a few years back that, you know, look, we don't have anything for our kids to do, and our older people need exercise. They had this old crumbling gym with the roof falling in and the floor hooved up. They got busy. The county rented it to them for $1 for 99 years with almost totally volunteer effort. They have created a state-of-the-art community recreation center. I was over there a few weeks ago, and they had three kids' basketball teams playing. It was mm-hmm. just wonderful.
Uh-huh.
In the Eastern Panhandle, they are running races that are funding fitness trails at the grade schools. In Mingo County, Mingo is getting all kinds of bad news for
political
mm-hmm. corruption, but at the same time, they have a rock star local health program that is running 5Ks every month. Three community high tunnel greenhouses that feed into their farmers market, a program that basically beats the bushes to find people who are in danger of diabetes. Mm-hmm. They're so good that they are finalists in a national Robert Wood Johnson competition for healthy communities. They have their own session at the Try This conference.
You know, Kate Long, you and I have been around here for a while, mm-hmm. and I feel a sense that there is something going on in West Virginia. You've got the Try This conference, Building Blocks for Healthy Communities, communities coming together, sharing information about what works. We've got What's Next West Virginia, which will be a series of discussions about economic development and what is next for West Virginia. We've got Turn This Town Around, where the mm-hmm. folks in Grafton and Matewan are meeting and deciding how can they make their communities better. There is something, don't you sense that there's something going on here?
People are worried. People are worried about the future, and they don't believe that the federal government or the state government is going to come in and hit them with a magic wand. West Virginians are capable, and if you show them how to do something, they can do it. And what the Try This conference is going to do is provide perhaps a statewide movement for them to do that. The West Virginia Hub will start a statewide physical activity network at the conference.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are also beginning to see that our health and our economic development are intertwined and that you can't separate them. If you have an unhealthy workforce, people don't want to come there. Lots of studies show that people who are obese make a lot less money and have a lot more problems. Our children deserve it. And people, that's the bottom line. And the cover of the Try This Conference says, it's up to us. It is up to us. We, on the local level, can make this happen, community by community. And that's what certainly the message will be in Buchanan the weekend of June the 6th and 7th. Here are all these people who can help you. But when you go home, it's up to you. We're giving out $50,000 in mini grants that weekend to communities that come in teams and apply for it. And there will be follow-up help for them after the conference. But, you know, when the rubber meets the road, it's the local people who make it happen, and I think people are realizing that.
Kate Long, the Try This Conference. Good luck with it, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Beth.
For more information about the Try This Conference, go to our website, wvpublic.org. The Try This Project, a coalition of 20 organizations, is based with the West Virginia Healthy Kids and Families Coalition. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our producer is Beneduccio. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.